Savings Month at Staples, get up to $180 off an HP PC and boost your productivity with a dependable HP PC.
Ends 4/22/17. See store staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
As you may have heard, it's my birthday today, and I want to say thank you to the good folks at the University of Iowa and Iowa State for making sure we've got something to talk about on today's program. 319-366-1600. We're talking Cy-Hawk football series and more right now.
I got it! Fine. Let me have it! I got it! Fine. Let me have it! I got it! This heaven?
You're from freaking Iowa.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
And that it is, especially today of all days, April 18th, 2017. Welcome aboard. You're listening on all three frequencies at the moment. 1600 AM, the historic main gym all across eastern Iowa, and online at KGYMradio.com. On the FM dial, it's 106.3 in Iowa City and 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. Todd Brommelkamp along with Alex Kuhn. Zach Johnson on the other side of the glass in the penalty box today. It's a name that I made up. I don't think people around here necessarily care for it. I think they're kind of indifferent, but that's what I'm calling it moving forward.
I'm a fan. And I like how in the intro, you didn't even want to add any hesitation or leave it up to the listeners who maybe weren't listening yesterday as to what day it was today. Happy birthday.
37. 37. Yeah. There was probably a time in my life where I didn't think that I was going to live to see 37. It would have been last night. But here I am. I woke up this morning, and we'll see if we've got another 365 in us or not, or whether this becomes the Alex Kuhn show at some point, thanks to a Widowmaker. As we mentioned, it's a great show today. Scott Docterman from the Land of 10 is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little Hawkeye football with him as we gear up for the spring game on Friday night at Kinnick Stadium. And they are calling it a game. Iowa is referring to this as a spring game. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the details that were released by the school earlier today. Lots of news coming out of Iowa City today on my birthday. It really was a hell of a present for Iowa and Iowa State to announce that they're going to extend the football series between the two schools through 2023, because we've been talking about this a lot lately. It's also, I don't think, a coincidence that it was announced this week, and we'll get into that because there's some other news going on that I don't think the University of Iowa wants anybody to be talking about right now. And that's why we're going to talk about it on this program, and that's the Jane Meyer lawsuit. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com is going to join us as well in hour number three. Busy, busy time in Major League Baseball. The news earlier today, Starling Marte suspended 80 games for drugs. Not good if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates. Good news, I suppose, if you're a fan of the Reds, the first place Cincinnati Reds, I'll say it because I know Cyclone Tim is probably listening, the first place Cincinnati Reds or any other team in the National League Central. The Cubs lost again last night, first of the series to the Brewers, but it's four in a row. Oh, woe is me. The sky is falling. Save it. Spare it. Spare it for the Blackhawks, because it's a miracle I'm referencing hockey at all on the program today. The season is over. I went to bed last night. I went to bed last night as the game was going to overtime because I was exhausted and my son was exhausted. And I had a feeling because it was 2-0. And the Blackhawks were leading. And I just don't have the energy anymore to stay up all that late. And I wanted to watch Better Call Saul last night. So I fired up the DVR. I watched Better Call Saul. And when I flipped it back over to live TV, it was 2-2 with about 5 minutes remaining in the third period. And I told myself, I know exactly. And maybe that makes me a bad fan, but I've only got so much time in any given day. And anybody that has a small child knows that. I mean, there's nothing like changing your perspective on the world, like having a kid. And, okay, yeah, I'll read about the game, whatever. I want to watch Better Call Saul. I want to be entertained last night. So I chose to be entertained rather than sitting on the edge of my couch wondering, okay, how are they going to blow this? Which they ultimately did in overtime as Nashville won 3-2 and took a 3-0 lead in that particular series.
As somebody who stayed up and watched the duration of that game, and I don't have a vested interest per se in that game or in that series, you made the right decision. I woke up this morning as tired as I've been in a long time. It took a lot to get out of bed this morning after staying up till probably 12:30. Also due to the fact that I nailed the Butchie overtime challenge two times last night and didn't get a free T-shirt.
It's John Buccigross of ESPN.com who likes to reward people who watch overtime hockey. For those of you who may not know what Alex is talking about, there's a ton of news to get to today. I don't think we're going to have any problem getting to 7 o'clock this evening. A lot of NCAA news to pass along. Big news for the city of Cedar Rapids. Even bigger news, in my opinion, for Des Moines and the state of Iowa, because the NCAA basketball tournament is headed back to Des Moines in 2019 for first and second round games at Wells Fargo Arena. The state of Iowa knocked this out of the park a couple years ago. Des Moines did a fantastic job. Zach Osterman, who joins us on the program, who covers the Indiana Hoosiers, was in Des Moines because IU was in that pod along with Kentucky. He had never been to Des Moines. He raved about it afterwards. As a matter of fact, I talked to him on the phone, and he said, I cannot believe how awesome downtown Des Moines is. And I said, don't tell anybody, because right now it's still sort of the world's best-kept secret, and Des Moines keeps showing up on all of these lists, great places to live, best places to live, yada, 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 and here we are 2 hours away. Now, Cedar Rapids is good, too. Don't get me wrong. I know the well from which I'm drinking my water. I'm not going to pee in it. But Des Moines is the state capital. It's the largest city in the state, and they have a fantastic, vibrant downtown and an arena that can accommodate these games. And so in 2019, now the big news is that unlike the last time the games were at Wells Fargo Arena, Drake will be serving as the host. Last time it was Iowa State. And that may not seem like it's a big deal, but it really is. It's huge deal, because it means that Iowa State could play in Des Moines. Iowa could have played there last time, except for the fact that the Hawkeyes, well, sort of shot themselves in the foot. So Drake is the host, which means Iowa and Iowa State are both going to be eligible to play the first two rounds in their backyard in 2019. If their tournament team, I know a lot of people are looking at Iowa's schedule or at Iowa's roster and saying, 2019 is shaping up to be a very good year for Fran McCaffrey if everybody stays. Let's temper those expectations. We'll tackle 2019 when we get there. But the big news today, and we'll get to the Cedar Rapids stuff as well, because the D3 baseball and wrestling and volleyball, that's really big for the economy here in Cedar Rapids as well. But everything takes a back seat today to Iowa and Iowa State announcing jointly that the Cy-Hawk series is going to be extended on the gridiron through 2023. Because we've been talking about it, there's been internet chatter. People, I think, have talked more about Iowa-Iowa State in football in the last week than they have in the week leading up to last year's game. At least that's the way that it seems. Probably a little bit of hyperbole on my part. But there's a contingent of fans out there that would like to see Iowa either take a break occasionally from this series or move away from scheduling Iowa State altogether. Not going to happen. Driven home today by Iowa and Iowa State. And I'm sure Iowa took great pleasure in announcing this today, because they are shooting off flares and waving flags and shiny magic tricks, doing everything that they can to keep people from focusing on the fact that Jane Meyer's trial got underway yesterday in Des Moines. And say what you will about Jane, and I'm going to say some things about Jane Meyer tonight before 7 o'clock that it will probably resonate with some of the people listening to the program today in Iowa City. But she's got a case, and I don't think the University of Iowa is going to come out of this looking very good. And so Time for the old switcheroo. Look over here. Have you ever?
That only happens in sports, right? That
no, yeah, never with politics or anything else. Where okay, something bad is going on, so we're going to give you a little something else to occupy your time with. Ever since I was a little kid, I've always been intrigued by magic. I've never done magic myself, but I get suckered in for magicians. And I tell myself every time that I go see a magician, I'm going to watch not what's going on, not the action with the hands, but I'm going to try to see where the sleight of hand is. And every time I fail, and I fail miserably. This is, to me anyway, remember, it's my opinion. That's what this show is basically based on. My opinion is that this is a little bit of sleight of hand to get you to not pay attention to what's going on with Jane Meyer suing the university. Here's big news. Everybody's going to talk about Iowa and Iowa State. Nobody's going to want to talk about Jane Meyer. I think when the number two person in your athletic department, formerly number two person, literally and figuratively, gets reassigned and then decides that she's going to sue over discrimination, and then you get some of the details with this, for people who haven't been paying attention to it, are, I'm not going to say this is a Law and Order episode waiting to be made, but you could make a pretty darn good TV movie out of this, because things start going downhill when Gary Barta fires Tracy Griesbaum, who's the field hockey coach, and then it comes out later on that Jane Meyer is in a relationship with her, and that Jane Meyer has been complaining about the treatment of female coaches in that athletic department. And it's gotten so bad right now that Gary Barta has handcuffs on, because Marla Looper, who's the softball coach, should have been fired last year with cause, and nobody would have even batted an eye. But she's still got a job, because if Barta touches a women's coach right now, he's never going to hear the end of it from people that are in the Griesbaum and Meyer camp. So here's Gary Barta just sort of shrug shoulders. What can I do? Thankfully, the Iowa softball team has turned the corner after a really abysmal start to the season. But to me, fascinating.
And this is a 4-year kind of revelation, starting with the rowing coach, Mandy Kowal, who was fired, and one of her former athletes sued and settled for $300,000 over mistreatment, saying that she was forced to kind of work out through injuries. So I think that even adds more to the story of Gary Barta being in a really, really sticky situation of what, like you said, what do I do at this point?
Taking a look at the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, happy birthday, Marcus. He says it's his birthday as well. He's a little bit older than I am. Gives me hope, seeing numbers greater than 37. Lots of people wanting to talk about Jane Meyer. Lots of people wanting to talk Iowa, Iowa State. We're going to do all of that today and more before 7 o'clock as well. Phone lines are open. Let's give Zach something to do. 319-366-1600. I don't know who to go to because there's not a name on the screen, so let's hope and pray in Iowa City.
I think someone's calling in to vent to Zach. That's usually how things go.
Zach, if they don't want to come on the show, you hang up on them. That's how it works. We don't waste time here. If they want to yell at you over something, they either come on the air or they don't.
Oh, how I miss those days.
So, yeah. Welcome. Now you know what? Now we know why it's called the penalty box. No, he's not coming on. Nope. I'm not doing this. I'm not talking to that particular person. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. I don't care what that person thinks about Iowa State or anything. It's not his program. It's mine. It's Alex's. And it's the listeners. 319-366-1600. Oh, we lost him. Son of a gun. Sometimes the phone actually works out in our favor here. 20 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock, we want to hear from you, except for you, but we want to hear from you today. 319-366-1600. Iowa, Iowa State extended through 2023. What does that mean for Iowa and Iowa State moving forward? We'll dive into that a little bit with Scott Docterman from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Nope, land of 10. Now I've got to put a dollar in the swear jar. I talked about this yesterday on the show when UNASH said the APC was coming up next. Scott left the Cedar Rapids Gazette last year for the Land of Ten, and now I have to put, we need the swear jar in the first place. I don't know where it disappeared to.
So what will constitute that? So I think that counts. It may be saying a wrong sponsor of...
Yeah, and we haven't done that in a long time.
The referring to this show by its former name.
Yeah, we'll come up with something, and then we'll take the money, and then we'll go buy booze with it or something. What part of that person's not coming on the program does not get through to the other side of the glass? Not talking to him today. 319-366-1600, and yes, 0024. We will get to some of the other situations that have sort of tied Gary Barta's hands behind his back here, because this Jane Meyer trial, and again, very few people are talking about this in the state of Iowa, and I think that this is a big deal when the number two person in the athletic department, formerly the number two person, winds up suing the school over discrimination. And not just the school, but this is an athletic department story very much so, and it's one that I don't think Iowa wants people talking about, because ultimately Iowa is going to lose one way or the other. And they're going to get a lot more egg on their face, and people have said, why hasn't Jane Meyer settled out of court? Because Jane Meyer doesn't want to settle. Jane Meyer wants her pound of flesh, and she wants it publicly, and I have a feeling she's going to get it. It's a jury trial. It's six men and six women, I think, are on the jury. This thing could last a month. They've got over 40 witnesses that are going to be called, and you can bet every step of the way she's going to be enjoying this.
I'm not trying to speculate or anything like that, but when we were talking about the city of St. Louis suing the NFL, I think this is somewhat of a similar situation in the fact that maybe money isn't the only wish of the defendant at this point, like you just said. I'm guessing there might have been some attempts to settle at this point, and that like you said, she just doesn't want to.
We'll talk about that with Scott coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also, we'll continue to look at the Iowa spring game on Friday. Today's focus, the defensive backfield, another area of a question mark or a strength. Well, this is a little bit of a question mark today. That's coming up at 5:30. Your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day and more on the way after this.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, hey, Pat, hi, Pat, how you doing? Thanks for coming in today. That's what makes a person feel special. It's a hometown feel.
Pat Loeffler is a busy guy with Carpenter's Local 308 and his family, but he was proud to take time to talk about how Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust makes a difference to him.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank. You have a place that you can come in to sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
People you can bank on.
They're so approachable. It starts with the receptionist, Jeannie. I work with Brittany. I work with John Rodriguez. I've worked with numerous, you know, people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com.
My friends and family that I refer, they're always referring other people to Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. That's the best part about it.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company and the family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for electrical and mechanical maintenance technicians right now. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten joining us next. But first, it's time for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Big news day in the state of Iowa. We'll start in Iowa City. where the Hawkeyes and Iowa State jointly announced the continuation of the Cy-Hawk football series through 2023. That news released about an hour and a half ago. The two teams have played every year since 1977. Also big news for the state of Iowa and men's basketball lovers as Des Moines will get a first and second round NCAA pod for the second time. This coming in 2019, those games will be played at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Cedar Rapids also found out today that it's going to host the Division III Baseball Championships at Veterans Memorial Stadium, beginning for a three-year period in 2019. The Division III Wrestling Tournament will return to Cedar Rapids in 2020 and 2022, and the Division III Volleyball Tournament will be held at the U.S. Cellular Center. November of 2019, also Cedar Rapids set to host the Division II Wrestling Championships in 2018. The jury has been selected and the trial is underway in Jane Meyer's lawsuit against the University of Iowa. The former senior associate athletics director is suing her former employee alleging discrimination. We'll have more on that coming up in just a bit. Aaron Whitefield homered not once but twice last night as the Colonels beat Peoria 8-2. Jalen Davis and Lewin Diaz also went deep in that game. Colonels and Chiefs meet again tonight at 6:30. Text line is available for you. The Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 366-1600. That's the same number to pick up and give us a call today, except if you are one person in particular and it's my birthday. And you know what? I'm going to be selfish and I'm going to give myself a gift of not having to talk to him on the program today, because I just... nobody needs that in their life, let alone today of all days. Taking a look at the text line. You guys never cease to let me down on the, or not let me down, I should say, on the text line. You guys are funnier than I am. And I'm not very funny, but you guys make my day. A lot of you do. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart with the text line. 366-1600.
Did you see the text line? Take a look at the text line during the gym class when they started talking about the news.
Did I say his name, by the way? Because three people on the text line have guessed who I will not take a phone call from today.
You did not.
I did not.
You did not say the name.
Well, the text line is all over.
They're astute.
They are extremely astute. Who would have a scorching hot Iowa-Iowa State take that would probably veer off the tracks at taking a left at Albuquerque? No. Don't need it today, of all days. 366-1600. Really big news for Cedar Rapids, and I want to touch on this before we get Scott on with us at the bottom of the hour, but the D3 baseball tournament has been in Appleton, Wisconsin for several years, and I've got a little inside information on this one from my friends over at the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers didn't want to host the event anymore. And so it essentially became a free agent. And the Colonels and City of Cedar Rapids and the IIAC worked together. Go Cedar Rapids, which is this organization that works to promote the city. And they got together and they brought this championship here for 3 years, beginning in 2019. And this is the heart of wrestling country. I don't care what anybody says about Pennsylvania and Penn State. To me, it's always going to be Iowa is the center of the wrestling universe. It just makes sense to continue having the D3 wrestling championships held in our own backyard. So 2020 and 2022, they're going to be back here in Cedar Rapids. And then the D3 volleyball tournament. And the U.S. Cellular Center does such a tremendous job with the high school state volleyball tournament every year. Why not bring in the D3 volleyball tournament as well? So a lot of great news. And just think, you know, your La Cantina or some of these other businesses that are downtown, you're starting to see dollar signs. I mean, that's the sign of any vibrant community, is when people want to bring events to you. And that's the problem, not to veer off course too much here, with what happened in North Carolina when politics got involved, because the NCAA pulled out, people weren't having concerts there. Well, they've reversed course. And so today, who's getting NCAA events back? North Carolina is. This is a big-time economic shot in the arm for the state of Iowa, for Cedar Rapids, and especially for Des Moines. because the NCAA tournament, when you're there, you set up shop for 4 or 5 days, and people are coming from all over the place. Hotels are full, restaurants are full, bars are full. Who wouldn't want that in their city? 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim on the text line. I hope you were listening. It hurt me, Tim, on my birthday of all days, to say the first place Cincinnati Reds. Cubs are 2 games behind them. I'd wager to say that they won't be 2 games behind the Reds all season long, but we'll see. We've got a Cubs report coming up sometime this hour as well from our friends at the Fieldhouse.
Well, since I predicted that the Reds would lose 100 games, I'm sure they're going to finish at least 500, because I tend to be the kiss of death when I make Major League Baseball predictions. So that's good news for you, Tim.
They weren't going to be that bad. They were going to be bad, but they weren't going to be that bad. They're playing well right now. Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten is going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll pick his brain as to what he's expecting to see during the spring game. It feels good to call it that. The spring game Friday under the lights in Iowa City. As a matter of fact, we're going to give you an opportunity to join us in Iowa City before the spring game on Friday. We'll tell you about that coming up next as well. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing after this.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's half the cost with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Recently, I ordered a bean burrito with a side of rice and beans on the kids' menu. Came with a drink and like a little dessert thing. Like $4.99.
Download and subscribe to the Jalen and Jacoby podcast on the ESPN app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Adnan Verkhamperein alongside DK. They don't market the players well enough. MLB in general, right? They promote the history. They promote the sport. And, oh, fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, enjoy it. Oh, have a hot dog and a beer.
They're trying to make it cooler. I think they try to promote some of their young players. But for whatever reason, it's not a cool sport anymore. I think kids are more inclined to play soccer when they're younger.
Right.
I think less kids are playing Little League.
But there's not enough about the actual players.
Russillo and Cannell on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. An 80-game suspension handed down by Major League Baseball for Pirates outfielder Starling Marte after his positive test for a performance-enhancing substance. The suspension effective immediately. Marte said in a statement that neglect and lack of knowledge led to the mistake. San Francisco's Buster Posey returns from the 7-day concussion list. Will hit fourth as the DH tonight in Kansas City. Blue Jays left-hander Jay Happ on the DL with left elbow inflammation. NBA Celtics expect point guard Isaiah Thomas to play in Game 2 against the Bulls tonight before traveling to Washington to be with his family following the death of his younger sister. Coverage of Boston and Chicago, 7 Eastern ESPN Radio. Bulls up 1-0. Warriors small forward Kevin Durant did not practice today. Left calf strain questionable for Game 2 against...
5 times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had 5 times more winners, or a Sunday with 5 times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes 5 times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Clean
and restore shine to your wheels and tires with Turtle Wax Wheel and Tire Cleaner and Turtle Wax Tire Shine. On sale now for $3.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Safely remove dirt and lock in a long-lasting high-gloss shine with Turtle Wax Wheel and Tire Cleaner and Turtle Wax Tire Shine at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and you. If you choose to join us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 366-1600. Zach Johnson sitting on the other side of the glass today taking your phone calls. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to get on the air, but Zach is doing a fantastic job of sorting through.
Screening,
which is exactly what he's paid to do, just like the MLB drug screeners. That this story out of Pittsburgh, it's all sorts of messed up because
it's a tough blow for
the Pirates were hoping to get rid of Andrew McCutchen at some point, and they can't really do that now that Starling Marte is out for 80 games. We're going to talk a little baseball with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com coming up in hour number three. We mentioned you've got an opportunity to join us in Iowa City before the spring game this Friday. You have probably put two and two together if you've listened to KGYM at all in the past. But it's another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire coming to you from the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. We'll be doing the show there from 4 until 7 this Friday. Stop on in, have some drinks, grab a bite to eat, and then head over to Kinnick Stadium. 7:06 is the official start time listed today on the information sheet that was released about Friday night.
Now, I'm no marketer, but I know that there's no tailgating allowed at this event, so yeah. Why not come into Coach's Corner? And that can be the tailgate spot for the spring game.
Not that you need to drink in order to enjoy.
Have some food. I think food is as big of a part of a tailgate as drinking is.
And now Iowa has sent out a press release announcing the replacement to Gene Taylor only because that news came out at the Jane Meyer trial today. Oh, what a time to be alive. Let's bring Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten onto the program. Scott probably wasn't listening earlier when I accidentally said that he still worked for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, so no need to mention that, but yes, he is now. So, Scott, I put a dollar in the swear jar. My apologies. Land of Ten, Land of Ten, Land of Ten. How you doing today?
Hey, doing fine. I enjoyed my time at the Gazette, so that's not a problem at all.
The Iowa State football series getting extended today has sort of been grist for the mill this afternoon, and I said earlier that we've talked more about Iowa State the last week here than we probably have the week leading up to last year's game. It just seems like this has been on people's mind a lot lately. Is the timing here just sort of a happy accident, or is this done on purpose, in your opinion?
I think it was expedited by what happened last week. I think what Colin Cowherd had to say in the middle part of the week really affected what people were thinking of the Iowa State series, because Iowa was put in a negative spotlight once again for its non-conference schedule, and Iowa scheduling teams like Middle Tennessee State or Wyoming or Northern Illinois is not unusual. I mean, when the Big Ten had eight Big Ten games, Iowa always played two BCS caliber opponents, Iowa State being one of them. And then they would play what they considered a mid-major and then an opponent, which a lot of times is an FCS team. Well, they've eliminated the FCS option once you and I rolled off the schedule in 2018. But now they've played nine Big Ten games. So unlike Wisconsin, which doesn't have to play Wisconsin State or Nebraska doesn't have to play Nebraska Tech, Iowa does have to play Iowa State. It's a tradition. It's a rivalry. It's a big game. But however, when people start to look at this series, and it's not about the competition on the field, but it's about maybe what Iowa State doesn't do once it plays Iowa. Sure, it's even, and it's a great game, and it sells out every location, but Iowa is getting dinged for its non-conference schedule, so maybe that adds a little layer of scrutiny to the series.
In your opinion, do these two teams need to play each other annually, or can Iowa afford to maybe take a break and play another Power 5 team if it is appealing and possibly a neutral site against what could be a juicy opponent?
We must have lost Scott there. My apologies for that. I knew I knew just the tone, the way that this program started off today, that this was going to happen. A little bit more news out of Iowa City as we attempt to get Scott back on with us, but Kathleen Doyle has been invited to try out with the U.S. Women's National Basketball Team as they have their trials at Colorado Springs. That's coming up later on in the month of May, the 18th through the 21st. So very nice news for Lisa Bluder and her basketball program there. We've got Scott back on with us. Alex, go ahead and reset the question for Scott before we lose him again.
Scott, I was just asking you,
because it's going to happen.
Do these two teams need to play each other annually, or can Iowa afford to take a break if the timing is right, if the situation is right to play another Power 5 opponent in the non-conference?
I think Iowa needs to explore its options, and that could mean maintaining the series, or it could mean taking a break at some point. And now there has been an extension for 2 years, which seems to kind of settle the question, at least in the upcoming future. But I think what these two teams need to do, or what Iowa needs to do, is what's best for Iowa. And, I laid the scenario out with Mark Morehouse on our podcast yesterday, which is what happens if Iowa goes 11-1, wins the Big Ten championship, goes and then gets left out because of the strength of schedule. And Iowa State being a 3-9 team, which they've been the last 4 years, that caliber team, that could hurt Iowa. Now, if Iowa's undefeated, it's going to the Final Four. But if it's not, it's got that non-conference schedule could come back to bite it. So I think Iowa needs to evaluate it. I think once in a while, Iowa should explore a neutral site game and see if the revenue can equal or come close to equaling what a home game is here. But that said, this is a game that's going to be really hard to eliminate because it is the biggest event sport or in the state every year. It's sold out. And many of the I'll say, fair weather fans really enjoy it. So it's going to be hard to eliminate that event in the future.
Scott Docterman joining us from thelandof10.com today. What are your expectations for Friday night at Kinnick Stadium? Iowa is going to great lengths to call this a spring game, which is something that they have not done in the past. Are we going to get a little bit more football and a little less practice Friday?
Probably a little bit more. I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to be a full game, a draft, anything fun. It's just going to be offense versus defense. But they're calling it a game, and they moved it to night so they could get on BTN. And it's going to be taped away, but at least they get on BTN, because in the past they haven't, because BTN wants it to be a game. They want compelling television, and a practice doesn't quite get there. So, they're going to those lengths to call it that. Now, what my expectations are, or what I think I need to see out of this team, is I want to see some sort of growth in the passing game. And we understand that they've only got two scholarship wide receivers. There's only two that are two or three that have a real chance of playing. You know, they've got a couple that are out for different reasons, and then you got some freshmen coming in who I think will play right away. But I want to see something in the passing game that shows me that you can have faith that Nathan Stanley can carry them or help them, or Tyler Wiegers. And then maybe a Devontae Young, an Adrian Falconer, and Nick Easley kind of puts, establishes themselves as somebody who's going to at least be in the rotation. So that's, to me, first and foremost, what I have to see Friday night is just something out of the passing game to make you think that they're not going to be absolutely 100% one-dimensional.
Scott, we'll get to the quarterbacks in a second, but other than the quarterback position, what has been the most intriguing storyline for you to follow this spring?
That's a great question. I would probably say what changed the dynamic a lot of the team and the defense was what happened to Brandon Snyder tearing his ACL. I mean, here is last year, he was inexperienced, so he had some ups and downs, but, really came on strong. I think he had, three forced fumbles, three interceptions, produced big-time hits, and seemed to be an ascending player. And as a sophomore last year, you thought, okay, 2 years to go, he's going to be a really good player for Iowa in these final couple years. But now they're really thin at safety. The attrition, the guys who have left the program over the last few years are starting to add up. I mean, you got Jake Gervais, who was his backup, and you got Imani Hooker, who played as a true freshman. Right now they're kind of battling that for that position. And then you got an influx of true freshmen. But free safety is the one position where they don't feel real comfortable, having enough true freshmen play there. So I think that's the most intriguing aspect of this game or in this season right now on the defensive side of the ball, which is, you know, can they find another safety or two who they feel comfortable in and can help this team play and move forward?
Because of that inexperience and those injuries on the defensive side of the football in the secondary and then on the offensive side of the football, the new quarterback. Scott, you got us?
No.
Can't hear you.
You're right, Todd.
You know, I don't want to waste Scott's time anymore, so let's just move on. We appreciate him taking the opportunity to join us today, and I wanted to pick his brain on this Jane Meyer trial that's going on in Des Moines, and I talked with him a little bit when he was with us at Coach's Corner last Friday during the road trip because he was on with Scott and Mark, and I don't want to bring any of his comments onto the air that were made off the air, but I think Scott agrees with me that this is a little bit bigger deal than people are getting right now as far as the coverage goes, and it's a big story, and I'm interested in seeing how things play out. But one of the things that came out of this trial today is that they've already got a replacement in place for Gene Taylor, who we found out Friday was leaving for Kansas State to be the new athletic director. And I don't think it's any huge surprise here, but they've hired a woman to replace Gene Taylor. And Barbara Burke is the new deputy director of athletics. She joined the Iowa staff as the senior associate athletics director for sport administration and event management last summer. So they have had her sort of in the hopper here. There was some speculation. I know a couple people had mentioned Mark Hankins, the former men's golf coach, who's got a job in the administration right now. But it sounds like she's been in a position working her way up for quite a while. She's the woman that came to Iowa from Tulane, if you recall. She was mentioned on the afternoon program when she was hired. Gary Bartis says in the news release, "I've known Barbara for many years and worked with her in the past. We were thrilled when she agreed to join the Hawkeye family a year ago. She has incredible experience as both an athletics director and deputy athletics director. She's a collaborative leader with great passion and is dedicated to helping our student athletes and coaches succeed." So Gene Taylor's gone, and Barbara Burke slides into what's essentially the number two position alongside Gary Barta in Iowa City. And if you thought for a second that they were going to hire a guy to replace Gene Taylor, you thought wrong. And I'm not a huge fan of this, but you can see this coming a mile away. Just, it's 2017. I went to school there. You went to school there. You know how things operate, the culture down there. This is, I don't want to say it's a cosmetic move because that would be insulting to Barbara Burke, who has a tremendous resume. But if they hired anybody other than most likely her, there would have been hell to pay from a certain aspect of the people that are out to look. There's a segment of people out there that are out to burn Gary Barta at the stake one way or the other. And I want to sit back and watch this as an observer, not on one side or the other, and just see where this goes, because I don't think Iowa handled the situation with Jane Meyer very well from the get-go, and I think they're ultimately going to wind up paying for it. But for people who don't know who Jane Meyer is or was, she was the number two in the athletic department next to Gary Barta, and a very unpopular person, not only among her coworkers at the University of Iowa, but among virtually anybody that has had any dealings with her ever, including the media, and a lot of people in the media, and I'm one of them, who didn't necessarily care for her. Now, that being said, I don't like to see bad things happen to anybody. So she lost her job over this because she was reassigned, and she's suing the university, and we'll see how this plays out. But she wants to get her revenge, and she's getting it right now in Polk County because this case is going to court, and it's getting covered, and it's being talked about. And I'm of the belief that Gary Barta will survive this. There are some people out there that are don't think Gary Barta is a very good AD, that think he's going to lose his job over this. And barring some sort of Perry Mason smoking gun, absolutely crazy, out of left field development in this case, Gary Barta is not going anywhere. And I think people need to come to the realization that that's going to be the case. He's going to have a little bit of egg on his face, as is the University of Iowa, but Gary Barta is not going anywhere. When everything is said and done, nothing is going to be changed at Iowa, with the exception of maybe they put some more policies in place. There's even more bureaucratic red tape, and some people are going to get a little embarrassed, and then Jane Meyer is probably going to get a nice payday out of this. She's not going to get her job back. That ship has sailed. And then everybody moves on. But at the end of the day, this is about her getting her pound of flesh. Not to get Shakespearean on everybody, but that's exactly what this is.
You brought up the word, and you said you didn't want to refer to it as a cosmetic move. And that, like we were talking about, it seems that once the wheels kind of got in motion for this, starting with the Tracy Griesbaum incident, the athletic department was in a situation where either way they were going to be catching heat. The question was, where could this have, at what point in this case could things have turned out better for the athletic department and their image? And we will never obviously know the answer to that question, but like you said, it is a fascinating story, and the revelations just sort of keep piling across my Twitter timeline out of Des Moines as this day kind of goes along.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about this Jane Meyer trial, and we're going to follow it as we go along. This thing could last a month, and there's going to be some telling news that comes out of this on a daily basis, or some revelations, if you will. And it's a two-sided story, and I don't think anybody's right. I don't think anybody's wrong, but it's a big story in the fact that this is the Iowa Athletic Department that's getting pulled into this, and there are a lot of interested observers taking a close look at what's going on in Des Moines. We'll talk Iowa football schedule as well, because I know people want to weigh in on that, and as you heard Scott say when he was on with us, he doesn't think that this is a coincidence. He thinks this goes back to last week and the discussion that was spurred on by, I will say his name within the context of this discussion, Colin Cowherd and his comments about Iowa and its scheduling. Georgia today schedules Austin Peay.
The worst program in FCS, in the FCS.
It's a blurb on CBS Sports. And we'll see whether or not it gets mentioned on someone's radio program. I can already tell you the answer is going to be no. 7 minutes in front of the hour of 5 o'clock, we'll talk more Hawkeye athletics as well as take a look inside the defensive backfield, an area of concern for Iowa as it heads into next season. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com with us in hour number three. And the Blackhawks have dug themselves almost an insurmountable 3-0 hole against the Nashville Predators. That and more. We'll be back with a Midwest One Bank Big Board update after this.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before a client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Get out the iron and the ironing board.
Huh?
April 23rd is kids' opening day at Target Field, and they're giving away Twins customizable shirts.
Really?
You just iron on your name and number.
Honey, you know I don't iron.
It's cool. I'm learning on YouTube.
Aww.
Change up your summer with the Twins on Sunday, April 23rd, when the first 5,000 kids 14 and under get a free Twins customizable shirt. For tickets, visit twinsbaseball.com.
Iowa announced the hire during the opening of the trial today. That's how this news came about. And as Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette just pointed out on Twitter, it's absurd. For those of us who are interested in this and what's going on, and I hope that you are as well, maybe you're bored to tears over this, but this is what passes for news and entertainment, and I think if you follow the Hawkeyes and the athletic department, you should care about this story because it's going to ultimately wind up costing the Hawkeyes in the end. But Barbara Burke's hiring came out, was announced at the start of the... It's almost like they're trying to buy goodwill with the jury. And, no, we don't discriminate. Look, we hired a woman. And this is part of the problem here. And I don't want to get on too much of a soapbox here. But when you have somebody, and I don't know Barbara Burke personally, I've never met her. She's been here for a year. That's on me. I should probably cross paths with her at some point and introduce myself. But she has a tremendous resume. I mean, if you did a blind resume comparison with her and some other people for this job, hers would probably stand out. And you say that person's definitely qualified for the job. And then they make the hire. And you have a lot of people that look at it and go, she got the job because she was a woman. And then you are basically throwing salt into the face of her and every qualified woman everywhere that's ever applied for a job, because then you're bringing that into the discussion. But this sort of looks like a ploy. It sort of looks like cheap red meat that the university is throwing out there to sort of discredit Jane Meyer's assertion that she was discriminated against. Again, this is going to be fascinating to follow. Let's get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. They've got over 40 locations across the corridor, headquartered in Iowa City for all your banking needs. And we start with the news of the day, which is Iowa and Iowa State extending their football rivalry through 2023. That series, which has been played consecutively since 1977, is not going anywhere. Speaking of going places, the NCAA and Division III tournaments are going to Cedar Rapids in the near future. Coming to, I should say. Cedar Rapids will host the Division III baseball tournament in 2019 through 2022. We also get the D3 wrestling tournament in 2020 and 2022, and the Division III volleyball tournament at the U.S. Cellular Center in November of 2019. Division II NCAA wrestling tournament also headed for Cedar Rapids in 2018. Statewide, big news, if you're a men's basketball fan, Iowa and Des Moines for the second time ever will host first and second round NCAA men's games in 2019. That, of course, will be at Wells Fargo Arena. A jury's been seated and the trial is underway in Jane Meyer's lawsuit against the University of Iowa, the former senior associate AD suing her former employer alleging discrimination. Aaron Whitefield homered twice last night as the Cedar Rapids Colonels beat the Peoria Chiefs 8-2 in the opening game of their three-game series. Chiefs and Colonels back at it tonight at 6:30. And we've got more on the way after this.
Napa know-how.
Tooling around the yard on a riding mower isn't just yard time. That's listen to the game time, enjoy the great outdoors time, or maybe just think about absolutely nothing time. Unless you've got a dead battery, that's no fun time. So head to Napa, where lawn and garden batteries are as low as $21.99 with exchange. That's $21.